welcome back to Speak to Transform, featuring another Kingdom Woman speaker today that you're going to want to follow and get to know. Her name is Holly Homer. I'm going to bring her onto the stage right now and then formally introduce her. Hi, Holly.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here today.
I am excited too. Just as we were preparing, I realized, oh, wow, we've got some common friends. We've got some peeps in common, which I'm really excited about. So
imagine that. The world is such a good place.
It is. Well, let me just formally introduce Holly. Holly Homer accidentally started blogging about 20 years ago and hasn't stopped. So it must have been something that was in her DNA. She runs Kids Activities Blog and is the best-selling author of 4 books. Her passion is teaching and coaching, which she has learned along the way. She co-founded PageWheel.com, which solved one of her biggest issues. Why is selling online so complicated? If you're listening today and you find that, you're going to want to listen in real closely to what she's about to tell us. So Holly lives in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas, with her husband, 3 boys, and a dog named Panda. Oh, wow. Well, first of all, Holly, let's talk a little bit about, well, how you came to come on to this page wheel, how that all came about, and what is it?
So Rachel Miller and I have throughout the years, in fact, I knew her before other people did. I know she's going to be on your show tomorrow. So
Mula Marketing, for those who are not familiar with Rachel, but Mula, she's the girl. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we've been business partners off and on over the last 15 years. I mean, like literally before the internet was around. And so we have several things together. One of them is a blog called One Crazy House. And so a couple of years ago, we were looking at, you know, how do we increase our monetization on the site? And we thought, well, we'll sell low ticket products, you know, so like a camping guide on all of our camping content. And we'll do a, you know, a how to clean your house guide on the, you know, just, you know, simple stuff. And we already had the content. We already had the tips. We were just going to put it together, you know, put a price tag of $7 to $9, you know, the thing. And so, those of you who know I'm not very technically savvy. And I spent years in a funnel building situation that, like, it would take, you know, like selling my firstborn to actually get a funnel in my name launched. So I'm just not very good at that. I'm good at other things. And so Rachel was putting these things together, and she was then cloning them, and then, putting the, you know, we made the PDF or, you know, whatever. And then we were doing she's doing the sales page and the delivery page and then the email connection and then the emails to follow up and then the social media. And she's really good at those things and really fast, but like if something would fit, like break, like I didn't know how to fix it. And we needed like 15, 20 of these, not necessarily one or two. And then like when you look at the amount of hours that go into putting each one in there and then like the amount of software that you need behind the scenes and how expensive those are, like I was thinking like we are like maybe $300 a month once we have them launched into these things and we're selling stuff for $9, $12. I mean, like how many things do you have to sell? And then we were also using them for opt-ins, which then you're just giving stuff away for free. And I was like, this is so freaking complicated. Like, why is this so complicated?
First of all, I think so many can relate to you. I know I can. I probably, like you and Rachel, you know, had to learn certain things out of necessity. It's like, okay, we got to figure this out. And I had to learn tech out of necessity because I couldn't afford to hire anyone at the time. And, you know, I'm like you guys, I actually was on the internet prior to video. So 2007, can you believe it?
I was
like telephone coaching and that kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
Teleseminar. So I can totally relate. So I'm excited now. Okay. So you guys got together, you figured, okay, there is a problem here that maybe other people might have that that we can help solve?
Yeah. So, and this is true Rachel fashion, is I say, like, why is this so hard? And then I felt bad because every time something broke, I had to go ask her, like, I had to run over, hey, Rachel, can you fix? I mean, like, I solve my own problems, you know? And so I just unloaded on her one day. I was like, this is way too hard. Like, if I want to give something away or I want to for a few bucks, this should be simple. Like, it is, like, at that time, like 2022, 2021. I mean, like, why is so hard? And so she was like, I think I can solve this. Whenever Rachel says that, stand back. But anyway, she's like, I can solve this. And then she comes back a week later and she goes, I think I'm not going to just solve it for you. I think we should solve it for everyone. Are you in? And I'm like, yes, because I have this problem. So yes, if you have a solution, whatever it takes. Well, she's like, I think we could put some software together that would, like, you could create the PDF, and then based on what you made, then the sales page would be written at, because, like, we can use templates. So, you know, we can, you know, the sales page would be making and the delivery page, and then that would be all one process. And I was like, sold, let's make it. And, well, I think, you know, like, the rest of the story, as far as that was a little more complicated than we originally thought it might be. But I mean, like, the cool thing is in that process, because this was before AI was launched.
Yeah.
We were already about 6 months into the coding process, when maybe even 9 months, when AI was really thrown out into the world. And then we started using AI behind the scenes to help create the templates, help create the sales page and all that kind of stuff. And then we thought, like, why don't we, like, make this more forward facing so people can use our AI engine in, and so, like, it kind of, before it even launched, it got a little bit more useful to the user. And now what we have is page wheel. You can come, you can say, hey, I want to make X. You can choose from we have over 350 templates that you can fill with AI. We have all these pages, custom pages that you can use. Our templates are come in batches that you can use a whole batch, or you can mix and match them. You don't have to use them. You could use this simple pages. You can mix and match, fill them with AI. You can even upload your own PDF and mix and match them with our pages, or just use your own PDF. And then what's so cool is the page wheel knows what you just made. And so it automatically writes the sales page, the thank you page, the delivery emails, and all the social media that you need to promote that, all from, because it knows what you made.
Wow.
And, oh, by the way, like, so the first time you go through that, it'll take you probably 20 minutes, but like, now I can, like, I could, well, I've done a lot because we've, you know, doing software, we've tested a lot. Is that I can make a product, like, from start. I could launch a product in the next 10 minutes.
I think I was probably part of your beta testing, because I know I know I was in there with busy and doing stuff. And
yes, we've rebranded, those of us who knows us as busy, we've rebranded to Page Wheel.
Okay, so there you go. I was part of the initial testing of that. But
yeah,
okay, so just to clarify for our listeners, what you're saying is, and correct me if I didn't get this right, if you have a PDF or some kind of a document, you can feed that into Page Wheel and say, hey, create for me a landing page, or create for me a workbook, and it would do that based on that content. Is that correct?
Yes. And let's say you have a checklist for, you know, for maybe something that you're maybe doing, you know, you want to make a bigger workbook for maybe a conference you're doing or something like that. So you could upload the stuff that you already have, and then you could make, like, the cover and the about me page and the other things that you might want to add to that, with, you know, within our templates and stuff like that. And then based on that, it will automatically create you the sales page, automatically create the delivery page. If you wanted to add then, like, a video or a video series onto those thank you pages, like, do a mini course or something like that, you could do that. And then, like, literally all of that is contained in one piece. So you're not running around, like, duct taping with Zapier stuff.
that. Yes. Oh my goodness. The headaches of that. I can relate. I've always been okay. You know, there's got to be a simpler way. There's got to be a simpler way.
I the like world has been overthinking this. That's basically the bottom line. Is this something really simple and easy? Because the truth is, like the first sometimes 10 times you launch something, you may not get the traction you're expecting. Mm-hmm. So why have invested thousands of hours, thousands of dollars, when you're just throwing things out and testing them and seeing how they work? Like if you like, so you literally could, I love it because I have a science background. So I just always look at the world as our laboratory. And so like, I get to test this and test this and oh, like that had a really good response. Well, like I could continue within this thing or then like, oh, maybe I'll do a full fledged funnel with all, with, you know, upsells and downsells and all these kind of things. But like, I have a proven product already. You know what I mean? Like you're not starting from scratch and just throwing hours and hours and dollars after stuff.
So is this some, so again, for clarification, for those who may be listening and maybe you're familiar with funnels and, or maybe you're not familiar with funnels and websites, but is this a, so a standalone platform that someone would have a subscription to so that they can actually house their web pages on? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So when you come into PageWheel, like the basic beginner, you are going to have up to 10 of these products that you're actively selling. And most, you know, most people, that's plenty. And if you want to go up to the more of the business level, that's kind of like unlimited. Of course, we always do the air quotes around unlimited.
As available.
We haven't had anyone hit that unlimited thing yet either. And then there's a whole AI engine too that, so that like that system of like creating something and selling something or making an opt-in page. You can make any sales page an opt-in page with just a simple, you know, kind of slide. And then it takes all the, so like, let's say you decide, I want to sell this today for $7.99. So you go in there and you say, I'm going to sell this for $7.99. And so all of the language turns into sales $7.99 throughout everything. And then you could go like 2 minutes later and say, no, I think I'm going to give it away. So you just like, I'm going to make it an opt-in, and all the sales language comes off the page and it becomes opt-in language. So like these things, or like, let's say you decide you're going to run an opt-in for a while that then you put a price on, or vice versa, is that you could just go in and make these simple little 1 minute changes instead of having to rethink like a whole series of things that's happening. When you change it here, we do all the work behind the scenes. I mean, not me personally, but like,
right. Well, yeah, it's, I mean, this is the good side of AI, right? It saves us time, saves us money, saves us headaches, where we can have more time to do the other things that we do best and love. So I love this. So do you also have to have ChatGPT, or is that kind of an embedded component?
No, so we have, the AI is built into it, and which is good, because what our system does is it knows what you're, like, let's say you go and you say, I want to add an about me page to like your workbook. And so when you upload your photo to your about me page and you put your bio in on your about me page, all you have to do is basically say, hey, I'm Lisa, I do this. And the AI will write that about me page. Now, you know, an about me page, you know, you might want to go in and add some details, but it's going to be like, for instance, on me on Kids Activities blog, I'll say Holly Homer is the mom of three boys. So it writes the about me page pretty generally with talking about mom language of three boys. Mm-hmm. And then I go in and put the specifics. Oh, she does this, she wrote this, that kind of stuff. So you don't start with a blank page, but that, because the about me page, the AI knows it's an about me page. So like, you don't have to tell it, this is an about me page, I need a bio for Holly. You know what I mean? It's like, so much behind the scenes happens that all you have to do is say, oh, I just want to put this phrase in, or you don't like it, you put a different phrase in and run it again. And then, well, if you're going to have on your sales page, it's going to, if you make an about me page, it's going to then add your picture you did on your About Me page to your sales page in the About Me section and pull wow. from your bio. Because like, why would you have to like upload that again? Like it, we already have that.
Redo
you know, so
it.
Like wow. just simple things like what's so like AI is amazing, but what it doesn't do is implement.
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, I'm like, yeah, at ChatGPT just yelling back and forth. No, I want something this way. I want something this way. I need to use it this way. You don't understand. Mm-hmm. And what's so cool is you put one prompt in, or you don't even prompt it most of the time because we kind of know what you're doing based on the pages you chose and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you can always rerun it if you need to. And then like, so you may put one prompt in, but based on whatever page or whatever template, maybe in the social media world that you might be, we might have between 5 and 25 additional prompts happening behind the scenes that you don't even have to worry about. Mm. So you don't have to think about going to ChatGPT and making all these parameters. And by the way, then you don't have to copy and paste it. You could just download it. It's actual AI to implementation. It's that bridge to actually get something done with it.
Wow.
Which is what I think the world is kind of missing. Like we're all like going to these AIs and like, tell me this, but then what are you going to do with it? Well, mm-hmm. PageWheel is like, here's what I want to do. And oh, it's done like in the software.
Right. So you can like print it out. So it's kind of a combination of where you've got Canva design in there.
Yeah.
Somewhat with the AI. So you can download. What about for like podcast thumbnails and things like that?
Yeah. So the cool thing is like, it's super easy to do like an opt-in. Like, let's say if you wanted to do an opt-in for each episode. Of your episodes, you could easily do that because you would just go in and make something different, or you could clone the last one you do and just go out and switch out a page, mm-hmm. you know, those type of things. So all of a sudden, instead of thinking about like, oh, it would just like the amount of work it would take to create something for one episode or for a little test or to send mm-hmm. out to just your email list today. It makes that obstacles go away because you're like, oh, I could just go whip that out really quickly and it would be no big deal. And then these days, podcasts, the algorithms, you know, even Google these days, like all of the algorithms are pulling back and not necessarily letting traffic go back to you, or someone hears a podcast but forgets to subscribe and then loses you into the ether. And so one of the cool things is if you can get them on your email list, which an opt-in would do, is that then you can reach out to them again and say, hey, if you liked this, you're probably going to like what I'm doing today. And so building a community around your email list is so much better because then like you can reach out and touch them again. Mm-hmm. You're not relying on algorithms and subscriptions and stuff like that.
That is so good. So you definitely have to send me a link. I should have stayed in the beta testing. Please do.
Absolutely do that.
And we have a
link if people want to try it out for free. And you won't be able to download anything, but you'll be able to play around with it. And that is app.pagewheel.com.
Awesome. So good. And we'll put a link down below as well so that you can have that. So when it comes to, so here's the other part of this, because you talked about how selling online, how does this help someone sell online, you know, make that process less hectic or less stressful? How has it changed it for?
Well, so one of the things that like, in, you know, I when I first like started selling, and I have many years of selling just about anything. I mean, you name it, I've probably sold it online, because I really belong to pretty much every network marketing company ever invented. So that's a little tidbit that even my friends and family don't know, because I always sold online and never was doing home parties and stuff like that.
Wow. Okay.
So the thing is that like there's this like mystification about like selling and this kind of like, oh, I'm scared, or like, oh, I don't like people will think I'm being spammy or something like that. But the truth is, like, if you are matching what you're selling to what people want, it's not even sales at that point. No, because like if, you know, if we're friends and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just found this cool thing, you're not like, stop spamming me. Like, so no true. Friend has so ever true. Said that to the other person ever. And no. I think that's where we need to go back to when it's a match. Like, for instance, if Facebook puts really fancy cowboy boots in my feed, I'm not like, stop it, Facebook. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen those yet. Like, yes. I don't have those. Why yes. did I not have those? I'm clicking through and, you know, which is why I get more fancy cowboy boots in my feed. But this is where, like, we need to think, because number one, if there is a trust and there is knowledge. So if yeah. you and I know each other and I'm like, well, Lisa's not going to lie to me.
Yeah,
I can trust Lisa. And then you're like, hey, I have this thing that you might want. And I'm like, oh, I want that. There is not even an, like, you don't have to convince me.
Yeah, totally.
You don't have to break all the barriers of sales. Like, no, like we, like, I understand you. I trust you. You have something I want. I pay you or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I think when we go back to that, is the reason why most people have problem selling is because it's not a good fit for who's That's seeing true. It.
That's
or
right.
Or the people who are seeing it don't know that person. Like,
yeah.
So like, they're just like, oh, there's a blonde girl selling something weird. But like, if you knew me and yeah. you saw and you're like, oh, I need that. Like, and so step back and look at, like, are you reaching the people with this problem, with this product? And if you're not, then that's kind of where, like, the magic of communities come in. Is yeah. online, you can create a community around a problem or a series of problems or a, mm-hmm. a familiarity of things that are, you know, hey, we're alike in these ways. This is how I solve these problems. This is what I use for that. And then all of a sudden, when you're selling within that realm of what people expect from you and know and like and trust you, then it's a super easy sale.
Totally. 100%. Yes. It's that whole shift in we're serving people, really selling this serving. I like the way you described that. So good. Well, I'll definitely have to introduce you to a group that I'm partnered with called Girl Power Alliance, which is a network marketing company, but it's all about Christian resources, Christ-centered resources, and what you're offering here, you know, just to be able to help other entrepreneurs who want to simplify the process. So I am excited to get the link from you, Holly, and we're going to get back in and look into that. But yeah, I seriously was part of the beta testing back then. I went for a bit and then I just moved away from it for some reason. I got busy with other things, but I love how it's developed and I love how you guys have brought this bridge to completion in terms of the implementation. I think that's brilliant. And thank you so much. So if anything else that you want to share before we close out here today?
No, I just want to, you know, encourage people who are, you know, no matter where you are on like growing your business or, you know, whether it be a side gig or you're all in right now, is that like literally, in the back of my mind, it's always, I started out as a blogger. So it's always last blogger standing. Is a lot of times your success is just because you've outlasted and hopefully learned things along the way. So, you know, and so thinking about, and the other thing that I think is so encouraging is when I look back at my journey, it's when I failed the most spectacularly that I learned the most and I got the most data from it to move forward. So like, just keep one foot in front of the other. And there's a reason, I think, a bigger reason why you're doing what you're doing, and you need to trust your gut on that and just keep at it. And because you will forge a path that is yours to forge.
So good. Thank you so much, Holly. I appreciate you. And it's so good to meet you. I can't wait to stay connected. I just feel like our paths have crossed for a divine reason. So
exactly. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. Make sure you share this episode with your friends and family and whoever you know is venturing online. And in fact, if you don't have an online business, you need to have one. In this day and age, it's absolutely critical. So I want to encourage you to go to the PageWheel app and give it a try and see if this may not be what you've been praying for to simplify your business. So thank you, everyone. We look forward to seeing you next time. Bye. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.